On the evening before his execution, Bilney was with his friends, and remarkably calm and cheerful. One friend said that while his body would the next day suffer great heat, yet the Spirit of God would cool it to everlasting refreshing. At these words, Thomas Bilney put his hand into the candle before him. It must have alarmed his friend still further as he kept it there, the hand which had signed the document in which he had recanted, the hand which had denied his Saviour. Oh, I feel by experience, and have known it long by philosophy, that fire, by God's ordinance, is naturally hot. But yet I am persuaded by God's holy word, and by the experience of some spoken of in the same, that in the flame they felt no heat, and in the fire they felt no consumption. And I constantly believe that howsoever the stubble of this my body shall be wasted by it, yet my soul and spirit shall be purged thereby, a pain for the time, whereon notwithstanding follows joy unspeakable. When Bilney removed his hand, the first joint of one of his fingers was burnt right through. He expounded the words of Isaiah in chapter 43. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Dr. Warner, a parson of Winterton and friend of Thomas Bilney, accompanied him on his journey to the stake. As they walked along, Bilney is recorded as saying, "You see, when the mariner is entered his ship to sail on the troublous sea, how he for a while is tossed in the billows of the same. But yet in hope that he shall once come to the quiet haven, he bears in better comfort the perils which he feels. So am I now toward this sailing, and whatsoever storms I shall feel, yet shortly after shall my ship be in the haven, as, oh, doubt not thereof, by the grace of God, desiring you to help me with your prayers to the same effect." Moving through the streets, Bilney's possessions were distributed to the poor by Dr. Warner. Bilney himself was dressed as a layman now, his hair sadly mangled and his sleeves hanging down. He was brought to a large hollow called Lollard's Pit, beneath St. Leonard's Hill. There was the stake being prepared for the fire, the ledge where he would stand, the chains that would bind him. While the men worked, Bilney rehearsed the creed. When this was done, he removed his gown and knelt on the ledge by the stake to pray, concluding with Psalm 143. "Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified." Here Bilney stopped and repeated the verse again and again. "And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified." Thomas Bilney had not the forthrightness of Martin Luther. He did not reject the church and the priests, although they rejected he. More reformers would follow Bilney, and the clarity of Protestantism would be carved and chiselled as the scriptures were pressed on the hearts of men. And yet, Bilney was willing to die for the light that he had.